It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBreeze and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hey, hello everybody, and welcome to Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Week 1 is here, the 2013 NFL season is here, and of course, fantasy football season is here. Bill Enright along with Todd DeVries, and Todd, just a couple days away from kickoff for 2013.
A couple days away? How about one day away?
Well, depends when you're listening to this. If you're listening to it on Friday, then Saturday and Sunday, still a couple days.
I'm counting down to the season opener.
The Thursday night game.
I can't wait. But before that happens, Bill, I do have one final fantasy football league draft.
We both do, Wednesday night, we're broadcasting live.
Yes, and we always try to push it back as far as possible, the last possible night. No excuses, Bill. No injuries.
Right.
They're going to burn you in the preseason. We wait till the end. All the cards are on the table. Can't wait for tonight to do that and finish off draft season for fantasy football. Then it's all about setting those week one lineups.
And that's what we're going to do today on Patriots.com Radio. We're going to help everyone that drafted. We're going to analyze your team, identify some strengths, some weaknesses. And if you haven't drafted yet, if you're like Todd or myself, and I believe, Kevin, you have a draft tonight too?
No, I had my draft last night.
Oh, you had it last night. All right, then. We're going to ignore you for a second. If you didn't draft already, then you can call us right now, 855-728-7500, or you can email us, webradio@patriots.com, and we'll help you for your last-minute draft.
Absolutely.
Sounds like a plan?
Yeah, it's a hybrid show, Bill. It's a hybrid. It's the transition, right, from draft mode to week one mode.
Yep.
So we want to hear from the people. If you want us to kind of grade your draft, we'll be happy to do that. If you need help setting your week one lineups, Bill, we'll do that as well. And it's all here, man. We've been waiting a long time for this. How many shows have we done here? We've been on the air, what, 4 or 5 weeks so far?
I believe this is our fourth or fifth show for Fantasy Football Champs, yeah.
So, enough is enough. Let's get on with the games.
Well, the games are quickly approaching, Todd. Sunday, Thursday night game, Broncos and Ravens, you just mentioned, just a few hours away, maybe less than 36 hours away. And then, of course, Patriots and Bills and the rest of the Sunday matchups just a few days away. So we're really excited. We love this time of year. Football's back. It's starting to get a little bit darker at night. It's starting to get a little bit cooler outside. All that stuff reminds me that football season's here.
Yeah, absolutely. I was out last night and, 6 o'clock or so, Bill, it was kind of humid and hot, kind of the weekend weather we had. And then by 7 o'clock, this like front rolled through and it was like brisk sweatshirt weather.
Hitting weather.
In the distance, I heard the local high school marching band like practicing for big Friday night game. Yeah, it's all here, man. It's all here.
All right, so here's what we have planned for today's show. Again, player news, injury updates, anything that you need to know heading into week one, we're going to cover that in just a little bit. Last-minute strategy for anyone drafting in the next couple hours as we're broadcasting live Wednesday afternoon on Patriots.com. Plus, we're going to preview all of the matchups for week one, fantasy-friendly, fantasy nightmare. And we're taking your calls, taking your emails, and we're taking your tweets. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. That's 855-728-7500. Pats 500, or you can hit us up on email, webradio@patriots.com.
Hit us up, man. I tell you what, the last couple shows, Bill, have just been jam-packed with callers, with emails, with tweets. So the people are chiming in with their final questions before we kick off the season. So
no,
let's get
I was
to
even
it, Bill.
Harassing Bill yesterday, too.
You were.
Kevin's such a pain in the neck, man. You know, this is why I hate being on any kind of Facebook Messenger, G-Chat, I'm constantly on Twitter. People, all my friends are hitting me up on Twitter. I love Kevin. I love helping him out. But he's asking me, well, if it's a six-point touchdown, does it change the rule about taking a quarterback? It's like he hasn't listened to the show at all this season. All Todd and I have been preaching to everyone, if there's one thing that you want to listen to us, if you're in a one-quarterback league, You don't need to reach for a quarterback in the first few rounds. And what does Kevin ask me after listening to our shows, after producing our shows all throughout the month of August? Bill, should I take a quarterback at the end of the first round? I wanted to take my computer screen and throw it at him.
Well, it surprised me looking at, I went back and looked at the drafts in this league. You know,
wait until you hear this, Todd. Wait until you hear what he's about to say. Go on, Kev.
I'm listening.
Can't wait to hear this one.
No, so all these other people were drafting like Rodgers and Breeze, you know, in the first, you know, couple picks because they were the ones that like led the league in points. So they were like, I'm going to draft the person who had the most points last year or could have the most points this year.
Interesting.
So I was just making sure, that's all.
Yeah.
But
so
I took your advice. I logged into ffchamps.com. Bill upgraded me my membership for free.
Yep.
And so I used all the guidelines and I drafted off your little Bible here. So we'll see. It's a true FF Champs roster. I drafted exactly the way that Bill kind of instructed me and the website teaches. So we'll see how I do.
So Kevin says to me yesterday, Todd, well, Drew Brees scored the most points out of any player.
Oh.
I said, Kev, dude, that's not what it's about, bro. It's not about who scores the most points. Compare Drew Brees to Tony Romo.
Exactly.
Compare Adrian Peterson to Rashard Mendenhall. That's where the difference is. It does not doesn't matter.
So I took your advice and I drafted
Thank you.
I drafted the hamster with the second overall pick.
There you go.
Peterson went first and I took the hamster.
Excellent. Good job, Kev. Now you can play your little hamster music. Whatever you get. Isn't that worth drafting Doug Martin in the second overall pick just to hear that music?
Yeah, well, yes, that's true. But we'll see how it pans out. And then I drafted. I didn't like it. I rarely draft that high. And like I told you guys, it wasn't based off last year's standings. It was the names were drawn out of a hat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it was just pure dumb luck that I got the second pick. But it just took. So you pick second, and then it just seemed like it took like 3 weeks for me to pick again.
That's true.
Like by the time it came all the way back, like so, you know, all the you know the rest of the 12 teams pick, and then it like they flip it, so then it goes reverse back down to me. So it felt like I had literally a half an hour between picks.
Right.
Which
kind of stunk. That's tough.
So,
but Kev, do you understand why I'm getting on you about the quarterback?
No, I do. So it came back, and I still, you know, there were a couple quarterbacks, like elite, I would say elite quarterbacks there, and I didn't bite. I took Stephen Ridley.
All right, so what round did you take a quarterback?
I took a quarterback in the fifth round.
And who was it?
Tom Brady.
And do you see why you wait on your quarterback?
Yeah.
You understand why now?
These other idiots, I'm surprised. It's like it's a Patriots-heavy league. I'm surprised they didn't steal him.
Brady in the fifth is an absolute steal.
Yeah.
Think about how much your team would look, how different your team would look if you took Brees or Rodgers with that second pick.
No, I'm with you.
All right, so who's the roster? You got Brady at quarterback, Ridley and Doug Martin at running back.
The receivers are where I'm struggling with
because
I was running back.
Who you got?
So I got my starting lineup is Brady, Doug Martin, Stephen Ridley. At wideout, I got Jordy Nelson, DeSean Jackson, and Chris Givens.
Okay.
Tight end Antonio Gates. My flex play, I have DeMarco Murray and Darren Sproles.
Excellent.
Sproles, I think, will be my starter there.
Yes.
And then the defense and kicker didn't really
matter. Who else you got receiver? You only named three.
I picked up Dobson in like the 15th round.
Okay.
I picked up Denarius Moore.
Yeah.
Malcolm Floyd.
Yeah.
PPR league?
It's a non-PPR league.
All right.
So I went with guy. I kind of went more. The other league that I'm in is a PPR league. I kind of went more with the home run hitters with like Givens and Denarius. Guys who aren't going to catch a lot of balls but tend to catch the deep ball.
Right.
D-Jax, yeah. DeSean Jackson fits the bill.
Yeah, so I took, all, you know, Jackson, Givens, Moore, like all guys that, you know, tend to hit the home run, but they're kind of inconsistent.
Right.
But I went running back heavy early and was able to get Martin and Ridley, which I was happy with. I'm happy with Darren Sproles, I think, because this league also counts. It's 10 points for every – or it's 1 point, rather, for every 10 return yards.
Mm-hmm.
So if Sproles is returning punts, that could be a nice little bonus.
Oh, he's going to be huge.
And I think Jackson returns punts, doesn't he?
DeSean sure does.
So that could be a nice little added bonus as well.
Yeah,
so
nice move.
That's what I was kind of gearing my picks toward.
Go after Reuben Randall for the New York Giants.
Yeah,
not picked.
I picked him up in my other league, Bill, at your kind of I remember you saying something about him. So I think I'm going to pick him up as a free agent this
week. Yeah, because he's going to be a punt returner, and I expect
and there
a
were still some,
from
there, you know, I had my choice of a couple guys that on the ESPN platform were ranked above Chris Givens.
Oh, that's fine.
But when I used your template here on ffchamps.com, the receiver rankings, he was ranked above these guys in your rankings, so I went with Givens.
I love Chris Givens this year. You know, a lot of people are making a lot of noise about Tavon Austin, and we like Tavon Austin. We think he's a talented playmaker. But when it comes to the number one receiver for the Rams, it's going to be Givens this year.
So this truly is, you know, an FF Champs kind of,
all right,
you know, footprint roster. We'll see how it goes.
You can always pick up receivers. Always. I love the running backs.
No, they're a diamond.
How did you, if you were following FF Champs, how'd you wind up with Gates as your tight end?
I don't know.
Yeah, you fell asleep.
Well, no, he was like, I think he was your like 10th or 11th ranked tight end.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, I waited till forever to pick him.
That's,
I mean,
right.
I got him in the it was definitely in the teens in the rounds.
I mean, your boy Sudfeld is up he there,
he went
too.
He went really early. Gronk went, in, I think, in the third round.
Cameron?
Let's see. No, Jimmy Graham was a first-round pick
in
this league.
In the non-PPR, that's just absurd.
Yeah, so there were a big run on tight ends, and Gates, I remember looking down, and I was somewhere, you know, in like the 130 or 140 overall pick range.
Right.
Okay.
And Gates on the ESPN platform was somewhere in the 90s in terms of best player one to whatever. And I looked at, and he was the best available left on your rankings as well. So that's right. I think I took him in like the 13th or 14th round.
All right. All right.
Okay. All right.
Usually you hear somebody that drafts Gates, Kevin.
It's a sexy name from the past,
yeah,
is what it
it's
is.
It's 2003, you know? You know?
Yeah, and it's also a guy that's, you know, I think he's, what, like 33 years old or so? I remember looking up last year. He's got some mileage on
that. He's not that old.
No, he's not that old?
Not 33.
All right. I thought he was old. He's definitely over 30, isn't he?
He is 33.
There you go.
1980.
Like Kevin said. But anyway, so he's got some mileage on that body. So I you know, I don't know if he's going to break down, but a guy that I have my eyes on, Bill,
yeah,
is a guy that went undrafted and that I could pick up is Heath Miller eventually when he gets healthy. No?
Nah.
Because he's
not crazy about Heath.
He was one of the guys that I'm looking around. Your boy Martellus Bennett is still there.
No, not my boy anymore.
There's not much left on the scrap.
I'll tell you who I am warming up to. Todd, let me know what your thoughts about this are.
All right.
Julius Thomas from the Broncos.
He's been hot lately, too. I think Chris Harris wrote a thing on him.
Warming up. Heating up. Climbing up the cheat sheet.
Climbing up the cheat sheet.
We'll see how he does Thursday night against the Ravens.
Last year, the Broncos kind of had two tight ends that caught a few balls. If you can kind of combine them into one super tight end and give him all those catches, then you're looking at something pretty special.
Liked what I saw from him out of the preseason. Joel Dreesen's still hurt, and I think their draft pick, Virgil Green, is going to be more of the blocking guy. Julius Thomas starting to heat up on FFChamps.com.
There you go. Sleeper time.
All right, enough about Kevin's team. Let's move over to the phone lines where we have Josh, who's patiently waiting, 855-728-7500, and then we'll get into some player news. But I want to help Josh out because he's been on the phone lines for a little bit. Hey, Josh, what's going on? Thanks for calling into the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
How's it going?
Could use a little help grading my team and a little bit of advice for my flex player, man.
You got it.
All right, I got Andrew Luck starting at quarterback. Running back, I got LeSean McCoy and Trent Richardson. And then wide receiver, I got Randall Cobb and Larry Fitzgerald. I got Zach Sudfeld starting at tight end, but that's just because I have Gronk on the bench. He's hurt.
Okay.
And, of course, I've got the Patriots D and Blair Walsh, the kicker.
Wow. 10-team league? 12-team league?
12-team.
I like this team.
So I'm guessing
I had to trade Gonzalez for Gronk last night, as a matter of fact. But, you know, as a buddy, of course, he had Gronk and no backup for him. And I was like, well, you know, I think this could work out for both of us because I already had Sudfeld. I picked him up at the agency, so...
I like this, Bill. I mean, Josh, I'm guessing you had the 10th, 11th, or 12th pick, something like that?
I had the 10th pick, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Richardson, so he was able to get McCoy and Trent. How'd you get Trent in the second round? Wow.
I got Trent, actually, as a 10th pick, and when I flipped back around, I grabbed LeSean McCoy third pick in the second round.
Listen, I have Trent Richardson as a top 5 running back this year. I have LeSean McCoy as a top 7 running back this year. So you got two steals in the end of the first, early second round. Love the fact that you waited on the quarterback. You grabbed Andrew Luck. It's not a PPR league. I would be a little bit happier if it was with Larry Fitz and Randall Cobb, but I think both of them are very serviceable. I'm expecting big stats from Cobb this year.
Yeah, and Bill, he waits on QB, gets Andrew Luck.
Yep.
Not too shabby there. And, hey, if you're going to go with Sudfeld and you got Gronk, that's the perfect combination. So I think this is a pretty smart draft, man. And I mean, this is a starting lineup. How about your reserves?
Of my reserves, I have Kimbrel Tompkins. I got Alex Smith, Jordan Cameron, Darius Heyward-Bey, Brian Hartline, and Danny Woodhead. Of course, Gronk is still hurt.
Okay.
All right, so what's your flex question?
My flex question is, I got Ahmad Bradshaw starting against Oakland, which looks like a great matchup, but he's a little hurt still, and there's word that he might be splitting reps. So I was wondering if I should maybe start Kenbrell Tompkins or maybe Jordan Cameron has played second sort of tight end as a flex, too.
What do you think, Bill? Bradshaw, I mean, what's the word on Bradshaw?
You know, right now, Ahmad Bradshaw, and I think this is going to happen to you all season, unfortunately, he's going to be a headache. He was a headache for the last couple of years when he was with the Giants. When he's healthy, he performs. But the problem is he has two chronic foot problems, and we haven't seen him in the preseason. We don't know what to expect from him in week one. Yes, he has a great matchup against the Oakland Raiders because we know they suck. But the fact of the matter is, we don't know what he's going to do this week because we've never seen him in the preseason. I personally think the Colts are going to be a pass-happy team, even though their coach is saying otherwise. We'll see if that comes true. But I could certainly see Vic Ballard sneaking in to get some carries, Donald Brown sneaking in to get some carries. Kenbrell Tompkins, not a bad option, considering that the Patriots are going up against the Buffalo Bills.
Right on, right on.
I'm with you, Bill. I mean, Bradshaw's one of those guys, like, whenever it's that time, like the zone in the draft to kind of consider drafting Bradshaw,
mm-hmm.
I shy away.
I just don't go near him.
I just don't want any part of him now.
Yeah.
If he drops far enough in the draft and he's kind of too hard to pass up, and that might be what happened here with Josh. I mean, you know, he's pretty deep on his bench there.
Right.
Yeah, so, something like the seventh round, eighth round, something like that.
That's not
yeah.
a bad one.
Yeah.
Is he really your third running back, though?
Yes, he is my third running back.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a problem.
There's the weakness.
Yeah. I was thinking about trying to trade him off or unload him for Bryce Brown.
That doesn't help.
That would work out, especially the guy who has me. He's a little foxy. So
McCoy's not going to help do any. I mean, Bryce Brown's not going to help do anything unless McCoy goes down. You need a guy that you can plug in there that is going to be consistent enough to get you some points in that flex. And I don't think that player is going to be Ahmad Bradshaw.
Right. Yeah,
try to listen. You know what's a great way to improve your flex? A 2-for-1 deal. Package two players, get one in return. Take Ahmad Bradshaw, take your third or fourth wide receiver, package them together, and try to get an upgrade at running back. 2-for-1 deals are the best trades in fantasy football because you're automatically upgrading at one of your starting lineup positions without sacrificing too much from your bench.
Right. What do you think about Giovanni Bernard? I think I could probably snag him from another.
Yeah, we love him. Bernard. Especially Todd.
Well, I'll try that too for them.
All right. Best of luck to you, Josh, and thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, fellas.
No problem. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, Bill.
Interesting situation there.
You know, hey, there's always like a handful of guys that are just kind of hands off to me, you know, mm-hmm. unless they just fall super, super far. And In a draft scenario, and Bradshaw's one of those guys. Just can't trust the guy at all. You know, 7th, 8th round, I wouldn't touch him there.
Todd, let's spend a few minutes about the latest player news, a lot of injury updates, a lot of starting lineup announcements. We'll start off who the Pats are going to be playing this week. E.J. Manuel, the first rookie quarterback taken in the 2013 NFL draft. Despite getting knee surgery just a couple weeks ago and just coming back to practice this week, E.J. Manuel was announced as the starter by head coach Doug Marrone for week one.
I have the Patriots defense, and I plan on starting them.
I specifically took the Pats defense just for their first two matchups.
Same here.
They got the Bills and then the Jets.
I know, and that leads us to number two on the player news blotter here, which is Geno Smith will start for the Jets.
This is really a shame because I think Mark Sanchez is out until at least week three.
Yep.
I wanted the Jets to have as much controversy as possible, as much disarray, as much craziness heading into their week one game. But since Mark Sanchez is hurt, it kind of took all that away. Geno Smith is the starter by default.
Yes, Geno Smith is not ready, my friend.
I've never seen a quarterback throw three interceptions and get a safety and then be named the starter for week one. That's what Geno Smith did in his preseason performance.
Only with the Jets does that happen.
Another quarterback that we're happy about, he's going to get the start. Monday Night Football is back. Redskins versus Eagles, NFC East matchup. Robert Griffin III is starting for the Redskins. Cue the music, Kevin. Excellent timing on that one. But Todd, we're not really surprised about this. We kind of thought all along that RG3 was going to be under center week one.
Look, I followed this guy since his freshman year at Baylor, and yep. he had a knee injury at Baylor. And we were really worried about it because he's such a dual threat, you know, a great runner. And I watched him rehab. It was one of those deals where we were watching every month. You know, there'd be a video from practice. There'd be a quote from the coach, whatever, during the whole offseason. And he came in after the injury and looked as good as new. Fast forward to this year, Bill, the exact same thing. And he looks fine. I mean, he sounds fine. I just think that this guy's a super bionic human, and I think he'll be pretty much 100% right from day one.
We saw Wes Welker come back from an ACL injury. We saw Adrian Peterson come back the following season from an ACL injury. Some people just are fast healers, super freaks, bionic men, as you put it, and we think RG3 fits into that category.
Yeah, I think he'll be just fine. I don't think you're going to notice any difference with him. I hope I'm right because he's one of the most electric players in the league. I think that he's going to be just fine. I think he's going to shred the Eagles on Monday night.
Last quarterback update before we move over to wide receivers. The Raiders have announced Terrell Pryor is going to start in week one. How bad is Matt Flynn, Todd? I mean, Terrell Pryor beat him out?
Just the Jets and the Raiders. Weren't those the two teams that played in that famous Heidi game like 30 years ago? Remember the Heidi game where the game was interrupted by the TV movie? You know what I'm talking about? You're too young for this.
I have no idea.
No one knows what the Heidi game is, Kev?
Kev?
Kevin's.
What happened?
Drinking.
Nothing happened, Kevin. Go back to sleep. According to Wikipedia, the Heidi game, or Heidi Bowl, was an American football game played on November 17th, 1968. The home team, the Oakland Raiders, defeated the New York Jets 43-32. The game is remembered for its exciting finish, as Oakland scored two touchdowns in the final 2 minutes to overcome a 32-29 New York lead. The Heidi game obtained its name because the National Broadcasting Company, also known as NBC, controversially broke away from the game while the Jets still winning to air the television film Heidi during the game broadcast.
See? How about it?
The Heidi game. How the hell did you know that? 1968.
I wasn't born yet, but I'm well aware.
You weren't rocking it. You weren't alive in 68?
I was not. No? I was not alive. I was a twinkle in my father's eye.
That's a shot at Todd right there.
Well, he is much older than us, Bill.
I'm very old.
He could be our dad pretty much.
Very distinguished. No. Very distinguished.
Anyway, the point is the Jets and the Raiders are going to be vying for that number one pick in 2014.
I'll say this. Here's the thing. Terrell Pryor, Bill, he does have this in him. I will say this right now. Right. He does have the potential to have like one fantastic fantasy week, and people are going to jump on him. I don't know if it's this week, but he has the potential, Bill, to have like one of those, I don't know, 12 carry, 98 yards and two touchdowns rushing.
Right.
Type performance.
You don't expect passing, though.
No, I don't expect passing. But he could have a game where he does that and everyone jumps on board with him. And then 2 weeks later, they dump his ass because he's Terrell Pryor. I mean, he's terrible. So, yeah, lots of problems with the teams you're mentioning here, Bill. Lots of problems.
All right, so just a quick recap. E.J. Manuel, Geno Smith, RG3, and Terrell Pryor will all start in week one for their respective franchises. How about we move over to wide receivers? Brandon Marshall, big-time fantasy football contributor in 2012 with 118 catches, 1,500 yards, 11 touchdowns. Started to scare some people maybe the last week of August after he left the team because he had to rehab, recover, rest up from his hip surgery. But the doctors told him that his hip is doing well. It's doing great. So that's certainly some good news for anyone that drafted Brandon Marshall in the second round. Likely some bad news if you passed him up based on hearing that news about his hip 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, who's passing up Brandon Marshall? I don't know. I don't think too many people. You think he dropped an extra round or so in some drafts because of
that? I think he dropped a few slots.
Wow.
Maybe beginning of the second round. Maybe he started going toward the end of the second round. Yeah, I certainly do. Hmm. People panic, Todd. Yeah. People panic.
You're right.
No panic in fantasy football.
Who else do we got here, player news, Bill?
Two more wide receivers to get to. Victor Cruz is back in practice for the New York Giants. He'll take on the Dallas Cowboys Sunday night, football night in America. And then we got Jordy Nelson, the Green Bay Packers wide receiver. He's cleared for action as Green Bay takes on the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, so some good news there with Cruz, Marshall, and Nelson.
Yep.
Bolstering the fantasy lineups for the wide receivers for our people out there.
And as well as their quarterbacks. Because
That's without,
Without Marshall in the lineup, we're not expecting a whole lot from Jay Cutler. Without Cruz out there, Eli Manning doesn't look so good. Rodgers, yeah, he still looks like Rodgers.
Yeah, he does.
Without Jordy Nelson.
Yeah, he does.
All right, a lot of emails to get to, a lot of phone calls to get to. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. I'm sure this is a long-distance call, maybe some international charges, so we don't want to keep them on hold for too long. We got Frank in Germany as a Dynasty League question. What's up, Frank the Tank? How's it going?
Hi, guys. How you doing, guys? I love
all right, we're
show.
Doing all right.
I'm fine. I just drafted my Dynasty League last night, and I have some questions about my lineup.
Okay.
One offensive question and one defensive question. I got, like, IDPs and, like, 10 of them.
Let it rip.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I love it. I'm, like, really into it. I did all the stats and, like, did all the math. But I got a question for my lineup. The thing is, it's, a league where you have three starting wide receivers and a flex. So you can possibly start four wide receivers. And the thing is, my flex right now is Ryan Broyles from the Lions. But I'm not too sure if I should start him or Keenan Allen. And I also have Kobe Fleener as another tight end who I could play in the flex. So that's like one question I have.
I like Broyles. Bill?
Yeah, I like Broyles too.
Okay. I know you guys said that he's awesome, and then I read like an article on NFL.com. I know they are not really that credible kind of source, but they said he's like moved back on the depth chart and is now like the fourth or fifth receiver or something.
Well, NFL.com is a very credible source. They are probably the most credible source, considering they're the official website for the National Football League. But we like Ryan Broyles. We think that he's a PPR monster. With Calvin Johnson getting so much of the attention from opposing defenses, we think Broyles is going to run free quite often. And Stafford, we know, is a pretty solid quarterback. So Todd and I both like Ryan Broyles. Glad to see him recovering from that knee injury from last year.
Yeah,
moving down in the depth chart, I don't really think that's going to happen because the other option is Nate Burleson, and we don't expect much from him.
Okay, and it's also you also get points for returns. It's like 20 yards is a point, and I thought Ryan Broyles did the kickoff returns sometimes, didn't he?
Now, I'm not sure if he's going to be their kickoff returner. It could be Joique Bell this year.
Okay,
Reggie Bush on the punts.
Okay. And then another question about the defense. I'm trying to get, because of the points for kickoff returns, and I'm trying to get Patrick Peterson from the Cardinals. Somebody
love it.
Picked him up.
Go for it.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I missed him, and I want to trade for him, but I don't know like what kind of value. Should I give Broyles for him? Is that way too much?
Who are your other wide receivers?
Do again?
Who are your other wide receivers?
I got Jacoby Jones, Brandon Marshall, Tavon Austin, Keenan Allen, Michael Crabtree, and Darius Reynard from the Titans.
Michael Crabtree's out for quite a bit. I don't know if you have the depth at wide receiver to get rid of Broyles just yet. You know, the thing about Patrick Peterson is in an IDP league, defensive backs get points for interceptions and tackles. But when you're as good as Patrick Peterson is, no one throws the ball at you. You know, the wide receivers just kind of are maybe decoys because Patrick Peterson is a shutdown corner. So he doesn't get a whole lot of action. The same thing used to happen with Darrell Revis. But I do like the fact you get punt returns and kickoff returns because Peterson's dynamite when it comes to
returning
football.
I know. And I mean, I got some depth in the defense. I could give like Sean Phillips and Daniel Manning or something for him. You know, like the 2-for-1 trade you were just talking about.
Yeah, go for the 2-for-1. I like that.
Okay. I appreciate the advice, guys. I'm probably going to be calling in more often now because I got like 6 dynasty leagues now. So I need your advice.
No problem, Frank. You can call back anytime.
I appreciate it, guys.
Take care. Bye. Best of luck.
There you go, Bill. A guy in Germany doing IDP and Dynasty. You got to love that.
I wonder if it's like an international league. I think out of all the NFL Europe teams, they were most popular in Germany.
Can you name the team?
No, I can't name the team. The Frankfurt Footballers.
London Monarchs?
Nah, dude, I have no idea. Like, I couldn't even guess.
I'm going to look it up while you take on the next subject, Bill.
All right, so the next subject is going to be emails. We've got a lot of emails. You can email us anytime, webradio@patriots.com, if you're listening live. But, hey, if you're listening to us on demand, and there's a lot of ways to catch us on demand, you got the Pats mobile app, You got the article or the show page on Patriots.com, and you can also subscribe to us on iTunes. Hit us up on Twitter. Todd is at CFF Geek. I am at Bill Enright, and the official Fantasy Football Champs is at FF Champs. So kick it back to the emails, webradio@patriots.com.
Hold on. All right, Todd. I know the audience is waiting with bated breath for the
what? The NFL Germany Europe. Football. Yeah, what is it?
Here they are. Ready? Here are the franchises at one point or another.
All right.
Amsterdam, the Amsterdam Admirals.
Should have been the Argonauts.
Barcelona Dragons.
Barcelona Ballers.
Berlin Thunder.
Berlin Blitzkrieg.
Cologne Centurions.
I like that one.
Frankfurt Galaxy.
Frankfurt Footballers, I think it should have been.
Hamburg Sea Devils.
Hamburg Hamburglers.
The London Monarchs.
Right. London Lions. London.
London Sissy Nannies.
The Rhine Wait. Fire.
The what?
The Rhine Fire.
Where's Rhine?
Isn't that France?
I don't know.
No, Germany.
The Rhine?
Is it the Rhine River? The Rhine River.
It should have been the Rhine Rebels or the Rhine.
You all know geography is not Bill's strong suit.
Yeah, we know that. Yeah. Rhine is it's a river in North Dakota, Bill. The last one, Scottish Claymores.
The Scottish Scotsman.
I like these names.
No wonder why NFL Europe failed. Those names are terrible.
Hamburg Sea Devils? Sign me up. I'm going to get
Hamburg Hamburglers.
I want to get one of those jerseys. A lot of these, you're right, Bill. A lot of these teams were in Germany.
Yeah. I remember because my brother was stationed in Germany for he's in the U.S. Army. He was stationed in Germany for a couple of years, and he said NFL Europe was really big there.
Five teams.
Germany specifically. Yeah.
Five teams in Germany. Wow. Five franchises. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. All right. But now I'll get back to the emailers. There you go. Transition.
Kevin, do we have time to do a couple emails, or should
let's take
a break?
Yeah, let's push through some.
All right,
we've had so many people that have been emailing the last couple of days. I feel it's our duty.
And, you know, it's a lot of people that have already drafted, so they want analysis of their teams. Let's start off with, did we do Rambo from Australia? I feel like we've done him already. I found the FF Champs show on Patriots.com. Sign up for FF Champs to help me in my first draft. I would like your thoughts on my draft and have a couple questions. 10-team league, Todd. One quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, defense, kicker, tight end, blah, 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 blah. Non-PPR, scoring bonuses, no scoring bonuses. He had the third pick. Again, this is Rambo in Australia. He has, at quarterback, Cam Newton, Matt Stafford.
Yep.
Foster, Richardson, Bernard, and Darrell Richardson. He's got two Richardsons at running back. Wide receiver A.J. Green, Demaryius Thomas, V-Jax, Vincent Jackson, Hakeem Nicks, and our boy Kembrell Tompkins. Tight end Jason Witten, Jordan Cameron, defense kicker, blah, 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 blah. All right, he's got a couple questions. One, how's the team look? Solid team. 10-team league, non-PPR, love the running backs, love the wide receivers. You can do some damage with the quarterbacks.
That team's stacked. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Should he try to trade Darrell Richardson and Isaac Redman or others to get Ben Tate as his backup for Arian Foster?
I would definitely look to dish Redman. I would look to dish Redman, Bill, because Le'Veon Bell's going to come back and take that job over.
No long-term value with Redman. Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Yeah, and he's not starting Redman the first couple of weeks. He's got Arian Foster, Trent Richardson, Giovanni Bernard. You know what I mean?
What do you think about trading a backup? What do you think about trading a starting running back to get a backup running back?
I think it's smart because he has Arian Foster.
So you have Arian Foster.
Yes.
The commandment, 10 commandments for winning fantasy football. One of our commandments is you have to handcuff your studs. Arian Foster, still clearly a stud. Ben Tate, the best handcuff in the game. You got to go out and grab him.
Here's the sales pitch. It's quite easy. You go to the guy that has Ben Tate. You go, hey, I got a guy that's going to start for the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers this week, mm-hmm. Isaac Redman. I'll take Ben Tate off your hands. You're never going to play him, and it's a good deal.
This guy's name is Rambo from Australia. Rambo, I'm not sure if that's a popular name in Australia, but here in America, that is like one of the most badass characters in Sylvester Stallone movie history. Other than Rocky, Rambo is like the guy. So with a name like Rambo, you better be a badass yourself. I'd go down to your trade partner and say, hey, I want Ben Tate. I'm going to give you my kicker for him. Do you think you can make demands like that? Is that how they roll?
I think so. I think that would work.
I think that would work, too. That's what I suggested.
Wasn't there a kid with the last name Rambo played at Georgia?
Yes.
Akari Rambo or something like that?
Mm. Todd knows.
Todd, you help me out?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's in the NFL now.
I don't know if he did much in the NFL, but yeah, there was a guy named Rambo. Yeah. I mean, you know, he was also in Tango and Cash, Bill. Let's not forget. Right? And Over the Top?
Yep.
The arm wrestling movie?
Or arm wrestling, sure. Sure.
Yeah. So.
Moving on. Christian from Jacksonville. Dear Bill and Todd, 10-team standard scoring lead. Mohamed Sanu, DeSean Jackson are free agents. Would it be worth dropping Jay Cutler or Chris Givens to pick up Mohamed Sanu or DeSean Jackson?
Not Givens.
Not Givens. We both like
Cutler.
I like Givens a lot.
Cutler, I might take. Depends on what's going on with the rest of his lineup, but I might dump Cutler for DeSean Jackson if he needs help at wide receiver and there's other, you know, decent quarterbacks floating around out there.
Right, right. We don't know who his quarterback is. His starting quarterback.
No, we don't.
Assuming Jay Cutler's his backup.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Right. So if Jay Cutler is your backup, then drop him and pick up DeSean.
Yeah. Perhaps. I mean, again, not knowing anything else, all things being equal, yeah, I would consider doing that. Depends on the league format and everything else, but I wouldn't consider it for Sanu.
Right.
But DeSean, yes.
All right, sticking with the emails, we got Mike from New York City. Has a lineup question for week one, Todd. I love lineup questions. He has Greg Jennings versus Detroit, Stevie Johnson versus New England, Kembrell Tompkins versus Buffalo. He's in a 12-team league, PPR. All three of these guys in a very tight position battle for week one. His heart is saying Tompkins, but his head is saying Stevie J. What should he go with for week one? Jennings, Tompkins, or Johnson?
Wow. That's an interesting one. I mean, if Jennings can't get it done against Detroit, you got some serious problems with Jennings. That's another guy, Bill. We talked about Ahmad Bradshaw, guys I avoided in draft day.
Yeah.
I just didn't even consider Jennings where he was going. I just didn't want him. I didn't want him on my team. So
he comes with a hefty price because of his name.
He comes with a big price. So, you know, but he's got a good matchup, right?
I mean, yeah.
In the dome, you know, at Detroit. Stevie J's against the Patriots. I mean, I guess your best case scenario there, you got a rookie quarterback, but your best case scenario there is it's mop up time and they need to throw, right?
Yep.
And then Tompkins, you know, obviously one of the big surprises of the preseason, up against Buffalo, opposite side of Stevie J. You would think that he would do quite well, especially since Gronk is still out. My heart's going Tompkins too, bud. Bill?
Right now I have Stevie Johnson as my number 30 wide receiver. Again, we do player rankings for every player in the NFL on FFChamps.com. It's called the FFCPI, the Fantasy Football Champs Performance Index. And on our FFCPI this week, we have Stevie Johnson at number 30.
Yep.
We have Greg Jennings at number 26. And we have Kembrell Tompkins at 36.
So, is that what you would do?
I would go with Jennings. He's a number one wide receiver.
I'll
playing
say this.
Against the Detroit Lions.
Can I say it this way?
Yeah, say it whatever way you want.
I think that Jennings is a pretty safe play mm-hmm. with little upside. Okay? I think Tompkins is kind of a risky pick with much bigger upside than Jennings. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I got you.
I can see Tompkins. I could see a scenario where he has a big game with a touchdown or two over 100 yards. Greg Jennings, I think that if he gets 100 yards and a touchdown, I mean, that seems like that's the ceiling for him. Where Tompkins is kind of the unknown, sexy preseason guy. So if you want to go safe, go Jennings. If you want to go big, boom, bust, go Tompkins.
All right. Okay.
No? Yes?
Yeah. I think Jennings, I go safe in week one, Todd.
Yeah,
I agree. It's not crunch time. You don't need to pull rabbits out of the hat just yet. I tend to go safe in week one. I think Jennings is the safe play there.
All right.
Stevie Johnson and EJ Manuel, they haven't even been practicing together because first Stevie Johnson was hurt, then EJ Manuel was hurt. They have no chemistry.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all. You don't know anything about the QB there. We know that the quarterback for Tompkins is pretty good.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More of your calls, more of your emails, 855-728-7500. 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. When we return, your calls, your emails, plus what to do in week one of the 2013 fantasy football season. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on patriots.com radio.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the Fantasy Football Champs.
Hey, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright here along with Todd DeVries, our producer Kevin Collins, sending over your emails, answering your phone calls, 855-728-7777. 7500 web radio at patriots.com is the email address. Kevin, explain the email process. I mean, are these emails just flying into your inbox at a record-setting pace
right
now?
Yeah, I can't even keep up with them.
So a lot to get to here, but we're going to help everyone out.
If I'm a little preoccupied and, you know, I don't respond to you right away, if you're trying to yell at me, that's what I'm doing, screening
okay.
emails.
All right, just making sure. Todd, let's jump right in here. We have Andy in Hanover.
Okay.
A little bit of a problem with the Denver running backs, and we've said that the running back situation for the Broncos is going to be a fantasy headache all season long.
Yep.
Andy, our pal Andy, has all three Denver running backs. He doesn't know which one to start.
Can I before we answer?
Yeah.
Do you advocate that theory?
No. Nope.
Yeah, I mean, that is a giant headache. Now he's got – this is like a handcuff, hogging up roster space, giant headache. Week to week, this is going to be a disaster. Right?
Yeah.
All right, so what does he want to know? Who to start week one out of these three guys?
He doesn't know which Bronco running back to start. Monte Ball, Ronnie Hillman, no Sean Moreno. He can – now here's the interesting part, Todd. It's this for his flex. So he can put in Vernon Davis or he can put in Brian Hartline. We tend to always go running backs in the flex.
Yeah.
But I got to be honest with you, when the three running backs are Moreno, Hillman, and Ball, I'm a little concerned. I'd rather wait to see how it plays out against the Ravens. We don't know if Monte Ball is going to get 60% of the carries, 60% of the workload, or 15% of the workload. So let's be patient on the Broncos' rushing attack for now. I would rather see Vernon Davis in the lineup.
I agree. Vernon Davis against the Packers, by the way, Bill.
Consistency, safety, security blanket for Colin Kaepernick. We know Vernon Davis is going to get the targets because there's no Michael Crabtree this year. The only other receiving option is Anquan Boldin. Vernon Davis goes into flex for our guy Andy in Hanover.
Totally agree. Yep.
All right, moving along, sticking with the emails, Brady Quinn from Australia, second emailer from Australia. Apparently we are huge down under. Who knew, Todd? I certainly didn't.
No, Crocodile Dundee. What else is down there, Bill? Great whites.
Great white sharks, the Great Barrier
Maybe
Reef,
a dingo.
Kangaroos.
Dingo?
The dingo. I've been to Australia once, and when I went into the bar, I expected to see everyone drinking Foster's, you know, because Foster's is Australian for beer, but apparently that's just in America. In Australia, Foster's is not Australian for beer.
Are they drinking Bud Light?
No, they're drinking, like some kind of Australian beer.
Mm.
But not Foster's. Good job marketing. Anyway, hi, guys. Greetings from Australia. I've done my first ever fantasy draft. I tried to keep the general ideas I've heard you guys say. Example, went running back, and waiting to the 10th round to grab a quarterback and didn't take a kicker to the last round. Let's quickly analyze his starting lineup here, Todd.
I love it.
He didn't take a quarterback until the 10th round. He's still got Matthew Stafford.
Beautiful. He loaded up on running backs early. He got Doug Martin, the muscle hamster, and Stephen Ridley.
Love both of those guys. At wide receiver, he's got Andre Johnson and Wes Welker. And his flex is DeMarco Murray with Tony Gonzalez at tight end.
Bengals defense. Nice kicker. Fareen on the bench.
And Tompkins. Yep.
Cecil Shorts.
Not bad. Chris Ivory, decent flex play when you're on a bye week trouble. For the first time, Brad Quinn, first time doing your fantasy draft, you did an excellent job, my friend. Hopefully we helped you out as much as possible. WebRadioPatriots.com, we're reeling off the emails. We go to the next one. John, come on, is this a joke? We got another guy from Australia?
What is going on here?
I have no idea. Dear FF Champs, this is my first year playing fantasy football. Maybe it's the same league. It would be funny if both of these guys are in the same league. My league is composed of other NFL fans from Australia. Unfortunately, due to me failing to realize that I couldn't use my phone to draft an incomplete pre-draft ranking process, I ended up with 8 quarterbacks after my draft. Oh, my God. As a result, I've had to gobble together a team using the waiver wire.
Okay.
Here's my team below. My question is, John from Australia, I don't mean to laugh at you, but I mean 8 quarterbacks. You got drafted.
Yeah, but Bill, but before you laugh at him, I'm looking at the roster. It's not terrible. All right, can I reel it off here?
Yeah, go ahead.
So this is what he was able to cobble together. Okay.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan. These are the starters. Matt Ryan at Q. Running backs: Ray Rice, Frank Gore.
Hmm.
Wide receivers: Hakeem Nicks and V. Jacks, Vincent Jackson. Tight end: Zach Sudfeld, He's got right now he's got Hartline in the flex. Backup quarterback. Well, we know he stacked the quarterback. He's got Luck and Romo.
Yeah.
He's got Le'Veon Bell waiting in the wings, DeMarco Murray, Reuben Randall, Heath Miller. That's not terrible.
No, it's not.
Considering.
It's not terrible. He did a great job of
recovering.
Recovering from right. Did a good job.
So his question is, should he start DeMarco Murray or Hartline in the flex?
Murray.
For week one.
Against the New York Giants, their linebackers stink. I think DeMarco Murray, now that he's healthy, that's when you use him. Because there's going to come a time in this season that you're not going to be able to use him.
There's going to be a lot of weeks where you aren't sure if he's playing or not or what's going on. We we do believe he's playing this week. He should be 100% healthy.
He's fine. He's healthy. He's going to run all over the Giants.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, I'm not high on Hartline at all. Flex or anything.
You know, I think last year was a little bit of a fluke. Ryan Tannehill didn't have much to throw to. And as you mentioned, Mike Wallace is now down there in Miami.
But hey, good job there, John. That's one hell of a job recovering from a disaster. Eight quarterbacks, Bill. Oof.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Email from Matt Robbins. Hey, guys, I'm a little worried about my running backs. I'm in a 10-team, two-quarterback, non-PPR league. Should I look at making some trades now or hold on and see how things go? His roster, two quarterbacks, Todd. Colin Kaepernick, Andy Dalton. Running backs, Doug Martin, Stephen Ridley. Wide receivers, Danny Amendola, Andre Johnson, Randall Cobb. He's got Jared Cook and DeSean Jackson in his other flex. Now, he's worried about his running backs. Doug Martin and Ridley we like, especially in the non-PPR format. But on his bench, not much there. Ronnie Hillman is all I'm seeing in terms of running backs on this squad. So he's got three running backs altogether. Wants to know if he should try to make a wheel and deal trade.
Yes, I think he
wheel
should.
Wheel him and deal him.
I mean, he's pretty strong at the wide receiver position, Bill. He's got Danny Amendola, Andre Johnson, Cobb, and DeSean Jackson. That's pretty strong. Plus, he's got Tompkins on the bench.
Love those receivers.
That's pretty strong five receivers there. You're going to have to move one of those guys.
You're going to need a third running back. Ronnie Hillman just is not going to cut it. We like Ronnie Hillman, Todd. We've said it all year long or all preseason long. We love Ronnie Hillman as your fifth or sixth running back because he was getting drafted in the 17th rounds, and we think he'll be able to make some plays this season. But as your third running back, no way, no how. Can't do it, won't do it. I want winners.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I don't know, Bill. The only thing I would say is maybe you wait until after week one, okay? His week one lineup looks decent enough.
Yeah.
Wait till week one is over. See which one of your wide receivers makes a splash. And try to move him. Like, if Tompkins has a big week one, I'd look to move him quick.
Let's get to some callers, Todd. 855-728-7500. People are a little sick of just hearing me read their emails. I want to hear some other people's voices. So we're going to go to Harry in Las Vegas. What's up, Harry? How's that Vegas weather treating you?
Oh, it's nice today.
How hot is it?
Well, you know, it's probably about 100.
Oh jeez,
that dry heat though, Bill.
For a high, so,
No humidity, nice 100-degree weather. I could see myself living in Las
Vegas. And a pool right out the door.
And a pool right out the door. Way to rub it in, Harry. Next time I come to Vegas, I'll be certainly knocking on your door. And
Harry has a great cackle, by the way.
Like, yeah, I like that.
It's a cackle. It's like I'm in Vegas and you're not.
There it is.
Right
there, you go.
All right, what do you got for us, bud?
Okay, this is kind of complicated here. I got accidentally into a league that I don't know how to play. I'm familiar. I've been playing for a couple of years. I'm familiar with the, 15, 16, 17 team thing. This has, so many players. And I don't know how to set the lineup because of that. I've got, two quarterbacks, two wide receivers, two running backs, a tight end. Then I got four flex positions. And six bench positions, and plus I've got extra two kickers and three defenses.
All right, so Harry, let's start off from the very beginning, nice and easy. Who is available to put in those four flex spots?
Okay, I can either put wide receiver, running back, or a tight end.
Okay. So you need to start two quarterbacks, you need to start two wide receivers, and you need to start two running backs.
Okay.
I'm asking. I'm not telling.
Oh, I don't know. No, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what players to try to start and what players to sit because it's got six designated bench players. One of them I took a quarterback.
Right.
So I've got five actual bench players. Then I've got the four flex players.
All right, Harry. Here's the thing, dude. I don't know if you're doing your league on ESPN, Yahoo, NFL.com.
That's Yahoo.
It's on Yahoo. Okay.
Yeah.
In Yahoo, you can go to your league settings. Are you logged in right now? I'll walk you through it nice and simple.
Okay, hold on. League settings, hold on. Yeah.
I do believe Yahoo has a customer service that probably more appropriate. But listen, very quickly, you're in Yahoo. On your league's homepage, there's a button that says scoring and settings. Click on that button, and it'll tell you how many players you start at each position.
Okay, I see a scoring and settings, okay.
All right?
All right.
All right, Harry, best of luck to you this year.
All right, thank you very much.
No problem.
Bye.
Now, Todd, you know, Harry called in, very nice guy, has a pool in Vegas. I will be taking full advantage of that next time I go to Las Vegas. But when it said needs help setting his lineup, I didn't know he actually meant that he needed help setting his lineup.
You thought I was being lazy again, didn't you?
I just thought, like, he wanted to know which players to put into his lineup.
No, no, go ahead. No, no, you thought I was being lazy.
Not that he technically needed help actually setting the lineup.
On the little call screener, Kevin will just write, like, this guy wants to talk about fantasy football.
No, 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 no. That was one time.
Yeah. Caller, Matt in Maryland.
This guy's a Patriots fan.
Yeah. Matt in Maryland wants to talk fantasy. Oh, thanks. He's in the right show.
Shush you.
All right, I'm sure Mike.
Being lazy.
I'm sure Mike in East Haven has
seemed like a great guy, and I wanted to see if we could help him out.
Hey, Harry was a very good guy, and I did help him out as much as possible. But you know, I'm not a Yahoo customer rep that I need to walk everyone through the lineup process. I showed him how to get there. Now it's on him. If he wants to call back, ask him what players he should put into those spots. More than happy to help. Am I mean for doing that?
Not at all.
No, I didn't think so. Mike in East Haven, Connecticut is in a 12-team league. What's up, Mike? How's it going?
How are you? I called you guys last week, and I asked you the question, who do I take? Peyton Manning, Tom Brady had the wraparound, and I was worried if it was the two-quarterback league. I was wondering if I was going to get a running back on the way back. I wanted to thank you guys. Peyton ended up getting taken. I ended up going with Brady instead, and I got Trent Richardson in the second round on the wraparound.
Nice.
So
good
I was
for you.
Floored. So,
excellent.
I just kind of wanted a quick roster evaluation. I had a question about a free agent. My roster, I got my two QBs are Tom Brady and Russell Wilson. My running backs are Trent Richardson and David Wilson. My receivers, I'm a little nervous about. I got Dwayne Bowe, Antonio Brown, and Tavon Austin. Tight end Tony Gonzalez. My flex right now is Vereen. My bench, I've got a bunch of guys. I got Daryl Richardson, Ryan Broyles, Sudfeld, Andre Roberts. But my free agent pickup, I'm interested in thinking of is Marlon Brown from the Ravens. He's 6'5". He's kind of like an unheralded Kembrell Tompkins from the Patriots.
Drop the phone there.
I think he just dropped his phone.
How to play in the preseason. Sorry. I got so excited about this pickup, I dropped you. I've been reading a lot about him. They said right now he's about number 3 in the depth chart. He's become Jacoby Jones, but somebody needs to get the red zone targets there in Baltimore. I'm worried they don't have tight ends, and I don't think Jacoby Jones could do it. So I think it'd be a nice flyer to pick up a guy that's 6'5", could make him catches in the preseason. What do you guys think?
You know, here, Todd, what is your college outlook on Marlon Brown when he was with Georgia?
You know, Georgia kind of spread it around. Even when A.J. Green was there, he didn't get the ball enough.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of hard to say. They always get these elite recruit athletes, and very few of them ever amount to much, you know? So he didn't jump off the page at me.
All right, here's the thing. What I liked about Marlon Brown in the preseason, he actually – I believe he led the team in receiving in their third preseason game. And we all know the third preseason game is when the starters get the most action. So he caught a touchdown. He led the team in receiving yards. The Ravens situation at wide receiver, to me, it's Torrey Smith, it's Ray Rice, and then it's just a bunch of other guys. Jacoby Jones, better off on Dancing with the Stars. Ed Dixon, there was a reason why Dennis Pitta was the main receiving tight end last year and not Dixon. Dallas Clark, way over the hill. So if you want to take a flyer on Marlon Brown before the season starts, go for it, dude. I mean, you have nothing to lose because there has to be a second wide receiver that steps up for Joe Flacco, and it's not going to be Jacoby Jones. He's a great kick returner, but we've never seen him do anything in terms of productivity as a wide receiver. Take the flyer on Brown. I'm all for it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah, there's a guy that's digging deep, Bill. And
12-team league, that's what you got to do sometimes.
I agree. And I liked his starting lineup, by the way, that he rattled off. I mean, that's a strong lineup, you know.
Solid.
And in those two quarterback leagues, you really have to go early on the QBs. He did that, got Brady and Russell Wilson. Marlon Brown, hey, there's going to be 2, 3, 4, 5 guys after this week, Bill, that are going to be huge waiver wire pickups. And this is the type of guy that could be on that list. You know what I mean? So if you've got the roster space, it sounds like he does, you want to take a flyer on him, why not? You know, like you both were saying, the Ravens need to find some pass catchers, and outside of Torrey Smith and Ray Rice out of the backfield. You know, Pitt is out, Bolden's gone, someone else has got to catch the ball from Flacco.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm thinking. Someone else has to be a viable candidate. It's just not Jacoby Jones. Like, we were expecting a breakout. This is why I know it's not going to be Jacoby Jones. Perfect analogy. Perfect similarity. When he was with the Houston Texans, there was Andre Johnson and no other wide receiver. Jacoby Jones was the number two. He did squat. Same situation now with the Baltimore Ravens as we head into week one. Anquan Boldin left. It's Torrey Smith. Jacoby Jones is expected to be the number two, and I expect him to do squat once again.
Yeah, we've seen him. I mean, you know, that's the kind of the beauty of these rookies and these second-year guys that haven't played much, Bill, is it's the great unknown. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the great unknown. Brandon Marshall, Terrell Owens, when they came out of college, nobody cared about those guys. They were the great unknowns.
Yeah.
And look what happened. Big physical freaks. They were able to, you know, they were able to do it. Now, for every one of those Terrell Owens or Brandon Marshalls, there's a guy that just flops. You know, a big physical 6'6" guy that flops. Who was the guy the Giants picked a couple years ago?
Ramsey's Barden.
Yeah, Ramsey's Barden. That's a, you know, same ilk as T.O. and those guys coming out of college and just thought, you know, hasn't done anything. So
You
never know. Take a flyer, though. Why not? Take the flyer if you like the guy and you it's, you know, filling out your roster space.
Situation, yeah.
Why not?
Right. All right, we're overdue for a very small break, but we're going to be right back. More Fantasy Football Champs with your emails, with your telephone calls, all coming up next on Patriots.com Radio.
FFChamps.com. Extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved
with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
With power comes responsibility, and NRG has taken that responsibility to new heights by evolving the way sustainable energy is discussed and used in the 21st century. With 3,000 state-of-the-art solar panels installed at Patriot Place, we've transformed the open-air retail complex next to Gillette Stadium into a visually stunning, self-sustaining destination that generates 60% of its own power. NRG is proud to be the official energy provider for Patriot Place, Gillette Stadium, and the New England Revolution.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots Ticket Exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February, because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
The Patriots Pro Shop has everything you need to show your pride on game day and every day. Choose from the widest selection of hats, tees, authentic jerseys, autographed memorabilia, and much more, including our new game-worn gear collection, where you can own a piece of authentic Patriots history. The Patriots Pro Shop, located next to Gillette Stadium, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m., and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., or shop online 24/7 at patriotsproshop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop, your team, your store. Player rankings, injury updates, and waiver wire advice. The Fantasy Football Champs cover it all right here on Patriots.com.
That's right. Welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. Bill Enright, Todd DeVries hanging out with you for about another 45 minutes live here on Patriots.com radio. But if you're not listening live, you can ask questions on Twitter at FFChamps. You can follow Todd at CFFGeek. And I'm at Bill Enright. Very easy to get in touch with us if you happen to be listening to the show on demand. Right, Todd?
That's right, my friend. My head's been spinning all week, Bill. I don't know about you, but just it's the lineup questions. It's the hybrid. It's the hybrid week, the transitional week, and it's all good. Just so much interaction over at FFChamps via Twitter, via email, via the calls. It's just been a crazy, crazy week, and we love it.
So at FFChamps.com, which, you know, we have expert advice, one-on-one advice, comes part of, you get two free tokens as part of your membership. And one of the great things about it is during the season, it's all lineup advice and it's all waiver wire advice. But this week, the week heading into week one, half of it is draft strategy. All these people doing last-minute drafts, which we tell everyone to postpone your drafts closest to the season as possible. So I have half of it being draft strategy. The other half is week one lineup advice, and it's very chaotic. But next week, it's a lot more calm because it's injuries, it's waiver wire, it's starting lineup. All my attention is focused in one area instead of half my attention being on our cheat sheets, half my attention being on the week one rankings.
Exactly. I mean, you know, we've got to update the cheat sheet rankings every minute, every hour that more news breaks and, you know, trends happen and stuff. And we've got to do the same thing with our week one rankings this time of year. So this week is a little crazy. But like you said, once that kickoff on Thursday night happens, it all goes in season, baby.
All right, 855-728-7500 is the phone number where Todd in Jacksonville is on the line. He's in a 10-team full-point PPR keeper league. What's going on, Todd? How can we help you today?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I'm a guy who followed you guys a couple weeks ago with the, that trade to Trent Richardson, move up some spots in the draft, talk about getting, Calvin and Jimmy Graham. I don't know if you remember that at all.
Yeah, sure.
So I just want to call you know what happened with draft and how to actually great question for you.
Okay.
So I ended up making out, I think, pretty well. I got my quarterbacks are Rodgers and Romo. I got Rice, CJ2K, Vereen, Matthews, and Le'Veon Bell for my running back. Dez, Cobb, Roddy White, Kenny Britt, and my tight ends, I got Gronk, Sudfeld. So basically, I was wondering, the only reason why I took Romo is because he was sitting there at looking at me at round 12, and now I'm thinking, well, maybe I can parlay Rodgers into someone else.
Let me get this straight. Your first running back was Ray Rice? I just wanted to make sure I heard that correctly.
Yeah.
All right. So Bill, he's got Aaron Rodgers and Romo.
Mm-hmm.
Embarrassment of riches at QB. He's got CJ2K, Ray Rice, Vereen. Some of his top running backs. He said it wide receiver, Dez Cobb, Roddy White. He's got the Gronk-Sudfeld combination, which we like. What do you advise him to do? He's got two quality quarterbacks. Do you try to dangle one out there as trade bait?
Absolutely. And when you have two guys like Aaron Rodgers or like a Tony Romo, you know people in your league need a quarterback because you have two of the guys in the top 10. So instead of them starting Andy Dalton, they would much rather start Tony Romo, I'm sure, or they would much, much rather start Aaron Rodgers. So it's always a good idea to offer them up as trade. Whoa, hey now.
I'll tell you what, Todd, in one of my leagues, actually, a very similar thing happened. It's a very quarterback-heavy league, Bill, okay? Much more so than the standard scoring or six-point scoring. It's a very, very quarterback-heavy league. So I actually had, like, Peyton Manning in the fourth round, which I normally wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony Romo was sitting there for me again, kind of like Todd in Jacksonville. He was sitting there for me in, the 11th or 12th round, something like that.
Okay.
So I grabbed him, and I totally screwed the guy that was waiting a little bit too long for his cue. And now it's trade bait time, baby, and I'm working a deal. So there's some value in that, as long as you're not passing up someone on draft day, you know, to do it. And I really wasn't. There was a whole tier of wide receivers I was looking at. I knew I was going to get whoever I wanted on the way back. But I like the advice, you know. You don't normally want to grab two quarterbacks, you know, in the first 9 or 10 rounds.
Right.
But he's already done it. It's what's done is done, and I think he could upgrade. I don't know that I would dish Rodgers, though.
I'd keep Rodgers.
Yeah, I would see what you get for Romo and go that direction.
All right, agreed? Well, the only team that really is going to be looking for a quarterback right now is one of those guys that has Dalton. He's got Dalton Freeman.
Yeah, I mean,
everyone else is kind of rostering like one quarterback with, you know, saying they have Brady or Breeze or someone like that. But the guy with Dalton, he's really the only person that I'd be interested on his team is Lynch. And the only way I could get him would be to dangle out Rodgers.
You know, sometimes, Todd, it's better not to do a trade just for the sake of not making your opponent's team better. And if you're only going to get Lynch out of him, and you'd have to give up Rodgers, now you're maybe sacrificing the well-being of your own team just to unload one of those quarterbacks.
Right.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. I was wondering if I was making a trade just
for the sake of, you know what? Maybe one of those other quarterbacks go down. Maybe another team down the road will be looking for a quarterback. You still have two quality ones.
Right. Cool. All right, guys.
All right, best of luck to you. Thanks for calling in today.
Bill, I mean, but that, there's another side to that argument, though, okay? You know, on draft day, we tell everyone to wait on their cue, right? And to get the running back in the first round. Marshawn Lynch is one of those running backs we're advising to get. Now it's post-draft. Before the week one has even started, he could get Marshawn Lynch for Rodgers. I mean, why are we so against that? You know what I mean?
It's not that I'm so against it, but, you know, I don't know what the other guy's team looks like. So by giving him – maybe that's the biggest weakness of the other guy's team. Maybe the biggest weakness is that Andy Dalton is his quarterback. Why would you want to then strengthen that team?
Yeah, but you're weakening it by taking his best running back. He might have
six, seven running backs on his team.
Yeah,
we don't know the other guy's roster.
Yeah, that's true.
Listen, if I knew the only other running back on the guy with Dalton's team was Ryan Matthews and Darren McFadden, other than Marshawn Lynch, then yeah, I would do that trade.
Right.
Because giving up Rodgers and taking on Lynch is a great move.
Yeah.
We should have probably kept him on the line.
We should have gotten more information on that one.
Whatever.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Todd in Jacksonville is a very loyal listener. I'm sure he'll call back.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
Emails are next. We're overloaded with emails. My computer's about to crash. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We got an email, Brandon from L.A. Hey, guys, I just need some lineup advice on a couple of positions. FYI, this is a 14-man league, 1 point per reception.
Okay.
All right, so here we go, Todd. He's got a tight end question. Three of them, Jordan Cameron against Miami, Brandon Pettigrew against the Vikings, or Zach Sudfeld against the Buffalo Bills.
All right, not Pettigrew.
No, it's an easy answer. Sudfeld against the Buffalo Bills while Gronk's out. That's why he's on your team.
Yeah, well, if you have Sudfeld.
He's there to use while Gronk is not in.
If you have Sudfeld, you got to play him this week.
Right.
Why not? The first 2 weeks, quite frankly.
Right. Sticking with Brandon from LA, in the flex, I'm considering either Danny Woodhead against Houston, Ken Burrell Tompkins against the Bills, or Jeremy Curley against the Buccaneers. Curley's out. It's either Woodhead or Tompkins. To me, Woodhead against a really tough defense in Houston on Monday night. I don't know how much the Chargers are going to use him. Right now, he's third on their depth chart. Ryan Matthews, Ronnie Hillman still in front of him. I'm going with Tompkins against the Bills.
Right. I agree.
Last but not least, I have Joe Flacco. I is in Brandon from LA. Joe Flacco going against the Broncos. Big Ben against the Titans. He's leading with Big Ben, but just wanted some confirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah, what?
Big Ben.
Yeah, Big Ben over
I don't
over
know.
Joe Flacco?
You know what? These two are not overly exciting quarterbacks, Bill, let's be honest.
I got Flacco at 15. I got Big Ben at 19.
Yeah, they're kind of in the same range.
I would go with Flacco. I'm expecting the Ravens have to put up a lot of points if they want to keep up with the Denver Broncos on Thursday Night Football.
I think the Steelers just try to grind it out.
Yeah.
Just take it, you know.
Right.
Just be
keep
the Titans,
Chris Johnson off
do.
The field. Yeah.
Go
with Flacco is my opinion. Next emailer, Craig from Jupiter, Florida, wants a quick analysis of his team. He could have taken MJD or Reggie Bush. Instead, who did he take? He took Steven Jackson. What do you think, Todd? MJD or Reggie Bush instead of Steven Jackson? Half a point PPR. 12
on draft day?
Yeah, on draft day.
MJD.
He took Steven Jackson.
Okay.
That's what his question is. Also, you know, what do we think of his draft? One, also, 24th, 25th pick. I could have taken MJD or Reggie Bush instead. I'm guessing the instead part is instead of Steven Jackson, since that's who he took in the second round.
I see now. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I think I would have gone MJD.
Yeah, I'm down with
now,
that.
Now, full point PPR, then Reggie Bush becomes into the equation.
Yeah, a factor.
A
right.
Yeah.
But he went with Steven Jackson. Okay. Andrew Luck is his quarterback. Eric Decker, Reggie Wayne are his wide receivers. He's got Peterson and the aforementioned Steven Jackson. Plus, he's got Jimmy Graham and Shane Vereen. He wants to know, is he making a good choice with his flex spot? Shane Vereen, I'm seeing Ryan Broyles. I'm seeing Kembrell Tompkins. I'm seeing Danny Woodhead as his bench players. Shane Vereen, we agree, consensus, leave him in the flex.
Yeah, Shane Vereen is one of those. He's kind of made tailor-made for a flex, right?
Right.
yeah. Vereen, Gio Bernard, or a couple guys that, you know, we're hoping you can target or have targeted in your drafts as that flex guy. Perfect flex, especially in a half-point PPR like this. I like it.
We got our guy, Dan H., Dan Higgins. What's up, Higgins? He's a frequent emailer, frequent caller into the Fantasy Football Champs here on Patriots.com Radio. He wants to know, Todd, did he wait too long to grab a quarterback? Andrew Luck in the sixth round. He's not sure if Luck will have the same type of production now that Bruce Arians is off coaching in Arizona. What do we think of Andrew Luck this year, Todd? We like him as a sixth-round quarterback. He seems to think that he grabbed the quarterback too late. Many of them were gone already, he's telling us. But Andrew Luck seems like a solid quarterback to me. Certainly have him in my top 10.
Yeah, I don't think that's the problem at all. Actually, sixth round seems a tad early from the drafts I'm in for Luck.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
I mean, me seventh, too. Eighth round seems to be where he's going in my drafts. But I think you're solid with Luck.
I don't know how many teams are in this league.
Oh, okay. I mean, look at the schedule. The schedule for the Colts, it's not bad. They got to play the Niners in Seattle, right?
Right.
But, I mean, they got Oakland. You know, they get to play Jacksonville a couple times. I don't know. I like the schedule they've got. And I think he'll be just fine. I think there's a high floor for Luck this year. Would you agree with that?
A high floor, yeah.
I don't think it's possible that he'll bust. I don't see a sophomore slump out of him.
No, I don't either. I think that offense is just too good. The wide receivers are just too good.
Yep.
Reggie Wayne, T.Y. A couple more questions from Higgins. Four running backs, three of which he has concerns on. Ray Rice, Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, Lamar Miller. For Miller, he says there's lots of hype. DeMarco Murray, is he ever healthy? Frank Gore, how will he do? I'm not concerned about any of those running backs. I think there is some injury past with DeMarco Murray, but with these four running backs, you can get away with a few nicks for DeMarco Murray this year. If he gets banged up in a few games, you got Miller to fill in for the spot.
Agreed. I do see what he's saying. I mean, Gore's kind of getting a little long in the tooth, you know. It's one of these years, Bill, Gore's going to fall off the cliff, right?
Well, I hope it's not this year. I drafted him in a lot.
I understand. I'm not saying it's this year. And he's on a perfect team and all that stuff. Yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, when you play NFL fantasy football for a while, and this guy's been in the league for how many years? You know, at some point you're like, is this the year that he, you know, drops off? DeMarco Murray's never healthy. We've talked about that ad nauseum on the show and throughout the month. And Lamar Miller, lots of hype, like you said. Does he live up to the hype? That's the question. So I see why he has some question marks here, but I think he's got a decent foursome enough that he's going to find some answers there. All three of those guys aren't going to, you know, bomb on you.
Mm, right.
One of them might, but I don't think all three of them will. You know what I mean? So I think he'll wind up being okay. It might take a few weeks to shake it out, but I think he'll be just fine.
All right, sticking with the emails, boy, there's a lot of them. Webradio@patriots.com, 855-728-7500 is the phone number. We got Ray Devlin. Good afternoon, champs. First-time fantasy football participant. Been listening to our show all season long. Had his first draft this week and has some questions about his picks. 14 team PPR league, Todd. And he says the league is filled with a bunch of knuckleheads, so that's always a good start.
Okay.
All right, first two rounds he went running back, always a good strategy. Then he went wide receiver in the third round. By the time he got to his next pick, the best guy on the board was Jordy Nelson, followed by Golden Tate. I don't believe that for 1 minute. In this league, we start one quarterback, two running backs, two wide receivers. I really hope he's not telling me that Golden Tate was a fifth-round pick. Adrian Peterson, first round. Steven Ridley, second round. Oh, man. Jordy Nelson. Did he take Nelson in the third round?
I don't know. It looks like either Nelson or RG3,
This is what he said. When I went to go wide receiver in the third round, by the time I got around to my pick, the best guy on the board was Jordy Nelson, followed by Golden Tate. How is that possible? There had to be better running backs there then, if that's the case, right? If Jordy Nelson was the best available wide receiver, there had to be running backs there.
I would hope so.
And then Golden Tate is the second wide receiver. A little concerned about this squad. 14 teams, I understand it's a little bit of slim pickings in terms of the wide receiver pool, But if you're going for guys like Jordy Nelson and Golden Tate in the third and the fourth round, there has to be better better running backs that you could have targeted.
Well, I'm looking at his bench. He's got Vereen. He's got Gronk.
Right.
So it's possible that Tate was not his fourth round pick. Maybe he went for Vereen or Gronk or something. Maybe Tate was like the sixth round pick or something. Right. You know what I mean?
So what is he really asking here?
He just wants
about
to,
the water.
Yeah, I think he just wants us to talk about his team.
What are your thoughts? I went on a free agency. Who would you bump off this roster to make space? You know, whenever anyone asks us who would we bump off this roster to make some space, it's important that we know who the free agents are. We can't just go out and guess who the free agents are in your league. It's very, very different depending on your league format, how many teams, such and
such. Well, let's do this. I see one question kind of hidden in here that we should talk about. Okay?
What is it?
It looks like in their league they have an IR spot.
Okay.
And Crabtree's available. And he's asking, should I grab Crabtree, put him on IR, which I guess does not really affect his, you know, his roster space.
Right.
And just wait it out and see if he can get Crabtree for the stretch run. What do you think of that?
You know, the IR spot is interesting because guys like Percy Harvin, Dennis Pitta, who's expected back at the end of the year, Michael Crabtree, who Ray is talking about here in the email. It's interesting, Todd, because it really says that you're planning ahead for the end of the season, and that's a great thing. But yeah, in order to get to the end of the season, in order to be competitive in the fantasy playoffs, you have to put together weeks 1 through 12 first. So, yeah, flirting with the idea of grabbing Michael Crabtree, putting him in the IR, it doesn't help your team right now. It helps your team down the road if your team does well right now.
Right, but is the IR spot take up a roster spot, or is it an additional?
Well, I'm just saying, like, I'm not focusing on 3 months from now. I'm focusing on right now.
I hear you.
So, yeah, all right, grab Michael Crabtree, put him in IR, but you're still having problems with this team for week one. You know,
right.
Focus all your attention on making the best possible team, getting the best possible lineup for week one right now. Week 12 when Michael Crabtree might come back for 2 weeks.
I hear you, but I think all he's saying is this, dude. I think he's saying, I could be wrong, but I'm guessing that he either has an IR spot filled or it's just blank. And if that's the choice and it's just sitting out there and you've got to put an injured guy on there, why not put a pretty decent injured guy on there? You know?
Yeah, sure.
But like he said, it's 3 months from now.
Yeah.
He does actually also ask, Andre Roberts is a free agent option. Is that someone I should grab?
No.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, there's a lot of problems with this team. He's got Julian Edelman as his flex. I mean,
Vereen. Vereen's his flex.
No, it's not. He's got a wide receiver tight end flex position. Right now I'm seeing Julian Edelman.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's not good.
No, I would put in Kendall Wright.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some problems on this roster, Bill.
It's a little shaky.
I mean, 14-team league.
It's the kid's first time playing fantasy football. So
well, I'll say this, Bill. I mean, here's the positives.
14 teams hard.
Here's the positives. He's rock solid at QB with RG3. He's golden with his top two running backs, Adrian Peterson and Ridley. And he's set at tight end. He's got Gronk and Sudfeld. So that's not bad. And he's got Vereen to fill in at running back. It's the wide receivers where he's got some issues right now.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. Moving on, sticking with the emails, we got our friend VIP Strippers is in a PPR league. Needs some help with his week one lineup. Week one lineup. Eric Decker versus Baltimore or Chris Johnson versus Pittsburgh Steelers. He's leaning towards Decker. CJ versus the Steelers is a little bit scary for our guy Strippers.
Mm.
Or girl Strippers. Is Strippers a girl? I would certainly hope so.
It's PPR, Bill.
He's a man.
Strippers is a man? Why couldn't it have been a girl? It would have made this show so much better.
What do you think, Bill? PPR. That's where, you know,
yeah,
that's
Decker,
where it gets interesting.
Decker against the Baltimore Ravens PPR format is always a tough decision when you're looking at a running back to compare him to. Can you bench a guy like Chris Johnson? All it takes is one carry for him to score a touchdown. I guess you can say all it takes is one reception for Decker to score a touchdown, but I feel like Chris Johnson's just a little bit more explosive. I'm guessing that since this is for your flex, he already has two good running backs in, so he has some consistency. He has some stability for week one. So, yeah, I guess go with Decker. I don't know which
Decker seems like
would go with.
It seems like he's a pretty safe play.
Right.
In a PPR.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how it is
with Chris Johnson. Out of Chris Johnson, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Johnson is, over the course of the season, he's the guy that you'd rather put in there. But for one game, open the season, he's at you know, playing Pittsburgh. It's Chris Johnson. You could rush for 31 yards or 181 yards. You just never know what you're going to get with Chris Johnson. You would hope that Decker is going to be good for 5, 6, 7 catches, 80 yards, and maybe a touch.
His next two questions, for me, Todd, anyways, is much easier. Dwayne Bowe versus the Jacksonville Jaguars or D'Angelo Williams versus the Seattle Seahawks. I'm not starting anyone when they're playing against the Seattle Seahawks. Leave Williams on the bench. Go with Dwayne Bowe. For tight end in a non-PPR league, Jordan Cameron versus the Miami Dolphins or Brent Celek against the Washington Redskins. It's all Jordan Cameron for me, unless, of course, it comes out on Sunday that he's inactive with an injury.
I agree on both. Yep.
All right. How are we doing on time, Kev?
Let's just do emails to the end. We got enough of them.
All right, Bill, let's
roll up our sleeves here. It's going to be rapid fire time.
Yeah, let's just pound through some emails because these folks need our help.
All right. They do.
Jeff K., greetings, gentlemen. Love your show. Love your site. I am very pleased FF Champs member. Ding, 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 ding. We love hearing that. Thank you very much, Jeff. There you go. 12-team PPR league. Flex options, Lamar Miller or Shane Vereen? Todd.
Flex options, Lamar Miller.
PPR. All right. Wide receiver 2, Hilton, T.Y. Hilton, Michael
Hilton.
Floyd, or Lance Moore?
Hilton.
Yeah. All right. Hilton and Lamar Miller. I like both of those matchups. We like Shane Vereen, especially in the PPR, but let's see what Lamar Miller can do against the Cleveland Browns. Dan Martin has a two-question. First, I need 3 wide receiver options for week 1, Eric Decker, Pierre Garçon, to go along with Marshall and Danny Amendola. Let's take a break here for 1 second, Todd. It came across while we were answering some emails earlier that Danny Amendola did not practice today. He has a groin injury, was held out of practice with the New England Patriots. What do we make of this news already? We saw him miss the last preseason game with an injury. He wasn't practicing the last week of August. Now here we are, just a few days before we head into Sunday's action for week 1. Amendola, perennial injury candidate, and again finds himself on the injury report with a groin injury.
Kevin, do you have any intel on this?
I have 0 intel. I was stunned.
Awesome.
Thanks.
I haven't seen anything. They didn't practice yesterday.
Yeah. Bill, I mean, this is the thing with Danny Amendola. He's hurt all the time. So.
It's such a shame. It really is such a shame. I hope this is not a serious injury. I'm hoping that it's just precautionary because I have high expectations for Danny Amendola this year. Obviously, the Patriots do. That's why they brought him in, to fill the void left by Wes Welker.
I tell you what. I was one of the guys beating on his chest when they made the choice to let Welker leave and then sign Amendola. And right. This was exactly why I would have rather just ponied up $3 or $4 million more to keep Welker. But something inside me is just telling me, even if they had, like, say, matched Denver's offer, even exceeded it a little bit, he just wanted out of here. Especially with those Sports Illustrated comments that he made about the rift that he had with Belichick.
Right.
So as much as I try to convince myself, you know, if we had offered him a little bit more money, he might have stayed, I think he was going no matter what. This is what we're left with, a guy who with a glass leg, probably 2 glass legs and a glass shoulder. The glass chest.
All right. We'll see what happens. It's a groin injury. We don't know much details yet. Let's not speculate.
He's a wuss.
Until we know if he's not playing or not, leave him in your rosters this week. So back to the email.
I drafted him on one team, so I already hate him. He's done.
We'll see if you feel that way by the end of the year.
Done for the year.
Dan Martin wants to know, our guy, Danny Amendola, Brandon Marshall in the starting lineup, Eric Decker or Pierre Garçon to go along with those 2 wide receivers. Which one, Todd? Decker or Garçon? Obviously, if Amendola is out, you're playing both of them. But let's just, in a vacuum right now, Decker and Garçon, who you got?
I'm going Decker.
Really?
I'm going Decker PPR, non-PPR. I might go Garçon against the Eagles D.
I'm going Garçon either way.
Eagles D? Puts it over the top?
No, just the fact that I like Pierre Garçon.
I'm just saying Eagles D is terrible.
I have Garcon as my 10th wide receiver this week. I have Decker as my...
Yeah, the thing about Decker is he's just sharing so many targets with Demaryius and with Wes.
And I'm not buying that.
No,
I'm going with Garcon either way. PPR or not PPR, I'm putting in Garcon.
All right.
And if Amendola is not playing, then you can put in both guys. He also wants a draft grade. 10-team league, Todd. Not standard scoring. Quickly, we'll do his quarterback is Andrew Luck, Doug Martin, Frank Gore, Giovanni Bernard, Mark Ingram, Joique Bell are his running backs at wide receiver. He's got Julio Jones and A.J. Green. I don't understand these leagues, how people can get Doug Martin, Julio, and A.J. Green. Someone explain to me how that happens.
Well, he waited on Gore, so he probably explains it right there. He went running back, receiver, receiver.
So that means that A.J. Green or Julio fell to the end of the second and early third round?
10-team league. Yep, that's what happened.
Oh, man, why can't I get in leagues like this? Love the receivers, love his running backs.
Yeah, I think he's solid. I think he's got a solid B-plus here. He's got, you know, he weighed on his cue with Luck, so he's in good shape.
Once again, another guy, Dan Martin, that listens to us, drafted a quarterback late, loaded up on running backs, loaded up on receivers. Good job, Dan. Todd, why don't you take over the next email?
All right, Chris J. Hey, guys, I need to help with who to start, Bill. So this is a start-sit question. He has a general idea, but he wants to iron a few things out. Standard scoring, one QB, blah, blah, blah. Two flex, though, okay? Two flex. He's got Drew Brees. He's starting him at quarterback. All right? He's got Doug Martin. He's got Ridley at the running backs. No issues there. He's got Dez. He's got Fitz. No issues there. So it's all coming down to the flex, Bill. Okay? He's got two flexes, one of which is a wide receiver running back.
Ooh.
One of which is a wide receiver running back or tight end. Here are the options. Torrey Smith, Jordy Nelson, Shane Vereen, Gio Bernard, Stevie J.
You know, like, to be honest with you, I might leave Gio Bernard on the bench this week. I'm going to go with Shane Vereen and Torrey Smith. Leave Jordy Nelson, leave Gio Bernard on the bench.
One other option is Amendola.
Where do you see that?
He plugged in the one in the flex.
Oh, so really just one flex spot open.
Yeah, but you can now that Amendola's injured, you can put him in that mix for the two. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So Vereen, Smith, Amendola.
Oh, jeez. We don't know if it's PPR or not, huh?
Standard scoring, so no PPR.
I'm still leaving in Vereen. I think the Pats are just gonna explode against the Bills this weekend. I'm leaving Sudfeld in as the tight end, and I'm leaving Amendola until further notice in my flex.
Yep, I agree. I'm with you there.
Chris James, is that who we just did? Chris James, yeah.
Yep.
Kevin sent it to us twice. It's okay, Kev. Practice report quickly. Gronk and Amendola. What is this that Kev you sent? What is the practice report saying? Danny Amendola, groin, limited participant. So it's not even it's not even a DNP. It's not even a he did not practice. He's a limited participant. We cut him a break. So was Aaron Dobson. No one's going crazy about Aaron Dobson. So was Gronk. So was Brandon Bolden. So we got the Patriots participation and injury report for Wednesday, September 4th. We're looking at it. It wasn't a do not practice. It was simply a limited participation. Who knows what that means? We know how Bill Belichick crafts his injury report, and good for him for doing so. It's a limited participation. It's not a did not practice. Everyone
I'll say this, though,
out.
Bill. For everyone out there, and there's a lot of them out there, Bill, that drafted Tompkins, you know, keep him ready to roll. Because if you do find out Sunday that Amendola is not going, you know, Tompkins becomes a – he jumps up the FFCPI at FFChamps.com, Bill. He has to.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, so – you know, if you have Tompkins on your bench, you know, you might not have him on your bench come Sunday morning if this is something to worry about. And like you said, Bill, this is Bill Belichick. Who the hell knows? It's only Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, I don't read too much into – we'll see what happens. On Sunday morning, we'll know more.
Yeah. All right. Next question, Bill. I'm going to take this one for you.
Go ahead.
Dylan says, I want to get some thoughts on whether rostering Percy Harvin now is worth it. He's in a 12-team non-PPR. He's got a pretty good squad. He understands
he's
not coming.
Does he have an IR spot?
That's what I'm trying to get to. He understands he's not coming back till the midway point. Would you drop any of these players now to get Harvin for later? No.
No.
I mean, the worst player on his roster is Ben Tate, Christine Michael, Bernard Pierce. No, I'm not dropping any of these guys for Percy Harvin.
Not doing it.
All right. Next one, Bill. Joshua. Hey, guys. My roster is the following. Oh, boy. Who should he start week one? I'm just going to get right to the questions, okay? Who should I start week one? Romo against the Giants or Cap against the Packers, Bill?
Cap.
Okay. Is it worth picking up Jamal Charles' handcuff? He drafted Jamal Charles.
Yes.
Which is Nile Davis.
Yeah. Okay.
Right now, he has LeSean McCoy and Jamal Charles. He has Bryce Brown to handcuff to McCoy. Is it worth holding two handcuffs for your two studs?
I don't know who he would drop in this situation.
His roster is very limited, and we like pretty much everyone on his roster.
I don't know. I can't see anyone on this squad that would be worth dropping to pick up his handcuff. I really can't. We'll see what happens with the DeAndre Hopkins injury. But other than that, I'm not dropping anyone to get Nile Davis. Not just yet. I think Bryce Brown is a much better handcuff to LeSean McCoy than Nile Davis is to Jamal Charles.
All right. So, Josh, we like your roster. Solid, really, beyond solid. So this is an excellent roster. Don't drop anybody for Nile Davis.
I just can't do it, Captain.
No. All right. One more here, and then I'll turn it over to you, Bill. Right. What does he want here? This is Adrian L. Okay. And basically, he just wants us to rate his team. His starters, Tom Brady, the king, he says. Adrian Peterson, AD, all day.
What was that email we got a couple of weeks ago? It said, like, Tom Brady, the greatest living American of all time. Maybe
something like that.
Yeah, it was funny.
All right, so I'm just going to rattle off his starting lineup, Bill, and I want you to give an A, B, C, D, okay?
Okay.
Quarterback, Brady. Two running backs, Adrian Peterson, Reggie Bush. Ooh. Wide receivers, Wes Welker, Torrey Smith. Tight end, Jimmy Graham. Flex is Jordy Nelson.
Mm.
What do you got?
I give it a B minus. I'm not crazy about the bench here. I'm looking at the bench. Rashad Mendenhall's on the bench. I'm not
standard league, not PPR. He's got Reggie Bush as his two.
I don't think Rashad Mendenhall will be able to complete a full season. You said it right just now, Todd. Reggie Bush is your number two in a non PPR. I'm going to give this team a B minus.
Okay.
But you can always improve. And by the way, he said, did you read the PS? Adrian in Delaware's PS? Guy with the first pick chose the Seahawks defense.
All right, so if you're in a joker clown league like this,
how do you end up with a B-minus team?
You got to dominate, dude.
Yeah.
The first overall pick was Seahawks D?
I love Jimmy. I'm guessing that he went with Adrian Peterson and then Tom Brady in the second round. If there was why do you have Joe Flacco on your team?
Well, Jimmy Graham, too. His first three picks in some order were Peterson, Brady, and Graham.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm very shocked at the low quality of wide receivers. I like the fact you have Jimmy Graham. So you substitute wide receiver one, you have Jimmy Graham. But Reggie Bush is your number two, and Rashard Mendenhall is your number three. That's all you got behind Adrian Peterson. And you're in a league with a guy that took the Seahawks defense first overall. I was expecting a much better roster. B minus, I'm sticking with it.
All right. Bill, let's go with Bear. Bear says, hey, guys, love the show. I'm in a 10-man standard league.
All right.
What do you think of my team? All right. He's got a quarterback, Vic and Stafford.
Love bounce back year for Stafford. Vic is going to be solid for the first half of the season. Hopefully he can stay healthy. Could be solid for all 16 games.
Running backs, Arian Foster, MJD, CJ2K, and Gio Bernard.
Best running back core we've heard all day.
Wide receivers. All right, this gets a little sketchy. Antonio Brown, Danny Amendola, DeSean Jackson, Kembrell Tompkins.
If it's a full point PPR league, I love Amendola and
it's
Brown.
Standard. 10-team standard.
Yeah, his wide receivers are struggling a little bit. Hopefully Amendola can stay healthy. Hopefully Antonio Brown can become a true number one for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Otherwise, he may be in some trouble.
All right, tight ends, Bill. First of all, he's carrying three tight ends. Drop one of these guys. He's got Cook, Fred Davis, and Eifert.
Drop Eifert.
Yes, and that's his question. What do you think of my team, and should I let go of Eifert for someone like DeAndre Hopkins for depth?
He needs depth at wide receiver. I'm not sure if DeAndre Hopkins is the guy to get. I don't know who else is available. But
that's a good thought, though. Good
I like thought. The idea. Right. I like
his
There's
no
process.
Reason to take three tight ends. Keep three tight ends on your roster.
No, none.
All right. So what do you give his team? A, B, C? What are you giving him?
I really love those running backs. Running back depth is so important.
He's I like got, his cute quarterbacks, too.
I like his quarterbacks. Yeah, I'm going to give him, you know, if he only has to start two wide receivers, that's a difference maker for me. If he only has to start two wide receivers, I give him a B-plus based on his running backs and quarterbacks. If he starts three wide receivers, he's getting a B.
All right. I'm going to take another one, Bill. We're on a roll. We got so many. We got to fly through these. We got about 8 or 9 minutes left here.
Keep going. Keep going.
Gabriel Sanchez has a couple questions on his roster. Okay. He waited till the 10th round for a quarterback, and his quarterbacks are Vic and Dalton. Should he try to trade for a better quarterback?
Yes.
Okay. So, who does he trade? He's got, man, he doesn't have a lot of depth. James Jones and Vereen are on his bench.
You know what? Ride it out. Ride it out with Vic and Dalton. I think Mike Vic is going to be...
He's going to start out gangbusters.
Right, exactly.
It's going to be, is he going to still be around in October? That's the
and
question.
Then hopefully by that time we get to know enough about Andy Dalton. I wouldn't make a trade just yet. Okay. I like this roster up and down at running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Quarterbacks are... they always are consistent when they're... When they're healthy, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Mike Vick is always a productive fantasy football quarterback when he's healthy. Right now, he's healthy, no need to worry about a trade. When the time comes, then we can try to help you out a little bit. Luckily, you have Andy Dalton on your roster.
Which tight end should he start, Bill? Jared Cook or Zach Sudfeld?
Sudfeld. As long as Rob Gronkowski is out of the lineup, as long as he's inactive, I'm putting Sudfeld in all my lineups. Love Jared Cook long term, but while Gronk is out, Sudfeld's the man.
Okay. Any other moves you would make? My only possible move, Bill, is maybe cutting loose Aaron Dobson and see if you can upgrade your bench a little bit. I'm not real high on Dobson at the moment, are you?
You know what? I like Dobson long term because we don't know what's going to happen with Danny Amendola yet. I think the Patriots are going to spread the ball around. Yes, Kembrell Tompkins won the job outright in the preseason. Dobson's still the number three on one of the most explosive offenses in the league. That's a guy I want to keep on my roster.
All right, so we're not really recommending any other moves then. I mean, basically, he looks pretty strong like the rest of his bench. I was just kind of plucking off the worst, the quote-unquote worst name on the list there.
He can get by with the strength of his starters. I'm going to give this team an A-. He can get by with Vic as the quarterback.
Nice.
Jamal Charles, Lamar Miller, A.J. Green, Julio Jones with Danny Amendola in the flex. Yeah, that's a very solid team.
Gotcha. All right. Next one, Sven, Bill.
Oh.
Sven is his name.
Hello, Sven.
All right. He says, hey, I'm playing fantasy football for the first time ever. Got a lot of advice from both of you. Of course, I already signed up for ffchamps.com.
Thank you very much. Ding, 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 ding.
He has two questions. First one, how do you grade my team? He wants a team grade. He's in a 12-team non-PPR. He had the fourth overall pick. Here's what he did, Bill. Okay. Quarterbacks. He waited pretty long for his QBs, no doubt about it. He has Sam Bradford and Joe Flacco.
Let's see who else he's got.
All right. Running backs.
I'm not crazy about those guys.
Running backs, he's going to start Arian Foster and Stephen Ridley.
Okay.
Bench is Le'Veon Bell and Michael James.
He needs to improve there.
Okay. Wide receivers, he's starting Cobb and Welker.
Okay.
Bench.
12-team league, non-PPR.
Yes.
Cobb's going to be a borderline number one in a non-PPR format. Welker's going to be a borderline low-end number two in a non-PPR format. So go on.
His bench, Tavon Austin, Denarius Moore, Julian Edelman.
Yeah, he needs some help at receiver.
Tight end, Gonzo and Cook.
I love him.
And he's got a kicker in Broncos D. So what do you think? What's your grade there?
I'm going to give this team, the running backs are really good. Foster and Ridley, I love them. I'm going to give it a B-, though, only because it's a non-PPR league. Wes Welker, a very low-end wide receiver, too, in the PPR format. And even if Welker doesn't produce this year, he's got no one on his bench that can take over. Tavon Austin, we're excited about as a rookie. But Denarius Moore from the Raiders, just not feeling it. Julian Edelman hasn't really shown much over the years as a Patriot. And we've seen the two rookies jump ahead of him on the depth chart. So B- on this team. Borderline C+. The quarterbacks are really bad. Bradford and Flacco, you're in a 10-team league or 12-team league. That means everyone had four teams had their backup quarterbacks already before you took your first quarterback.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, that's poor performance.
All right, his last question was, who should he start in his flex? It's really down to Tavon Austin or Denarius Moore.
Oh, my God.
FFCPI has them, like, right next to each other.
Yeah, they do. Go with Tavon Austin.
I agree.
Let's see what the playmaker can do.
Why not? So he finishes it off saying, hey, thanks a lot for all the support. I don't regret signing up for FF Champs at all. Keep up the good work, and best regards from Germany. Sven.
Did he follow FF Champs at all? It doesn't seem like it.
Well, he waited on his quarterback. He just waited too long, Bill. It's all right.
Foster and Ridley love it. Randall Cobb in the third round, love it. And then after that, I don't know what happened.
Well, you know what? He's got a plethora of depth at tight end. Maybe he can trade a tight end and upgrade somewhere else.
Hopefully. Hopefully, yes. For Sven.
All right. This next guy is Terrence from Long Island. Go Pats, he says, Bill.
Go Pats.
All right. Sorry, forgot to finish this off. Blah, blah, blah. Been searching the web. What is he looking for here? Decided to start Ahmad Bradshaw over Ryan Matthews because of the matchup. What do you think about that? Bradshaw over Matthews?
You know, Matthews is playing the Texans. The matchup's not better for Matthews. Bradshaw's hurt. We haven't seen anything from him yet. God, man. Yeah, go with Bradshaw. Go.
We don't like either option. I'm going Bradshaw. And if we hear he's playing, I'm going Bradshaw.
I have Matthews at 30, Bradshaw at 27. Yeah, go with Bradshaw.
All right, next quick question. Half-point PPR.
Yeah.
Who do you start at RB2, Shane Vereen or Eddie Lacy?
Boy, Shane Vereen's 23rd in my rankings this week. Eddie Lacy's 26. Half a point PPR, I'm going to give the edge to Vereen. You know, the Packers are a pass-happy team, and they're playing against the 49ers, who have a ferocious
bad match
run defense. I'm going to leave Lacy on the bench.
Okay, and the last question, we already know the answer to this. We've said it three times on the show. He's got Sudfeld and Jared Cook at tight end.
Sudfeld.
Go Sudfeld.
Next. Yep.
Yes. All right.
Next.
Chris F. He plays in a 10-team PPR league. His draft, blah, blah, blah. Ranked as a D+ on Yahoo.
Let me tell you something about those Yahoo rankings.
Yeah.
They are such a load of crap. They are so bad. When you look at that and you get the little report card, it's just, you know, it's something fun. It's something entertaining that they do.
I know.
But they base it off, like, these wacky projections. Don't look into that. It doesn't mean anything. Trust me.
All right. Well, I hear all that, Bill, but let's look at his team real quick, okay?
All right.
He's got Brady. He's set at quarterback. He's got stud wide receivers. He's got Megatron and Andre Johnson. He's good there. He's got Torrey Smith in the flex. Running back one, Chris Johnson. Running back two, Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis.
Johnson, Johnson, and Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He has a little bit of trouble with the running back, too. Obviously, he sacrificed his second running back by taking Calvin Johnson and Andre Johnson. Chris Johnson as your running back one, would much rather have him as my running back two.
Yep.
Can Tom Brady, Calvin Johnson, and Andre Johnson carry this team in a full-point PPR league? I think they can. I'm not sure I see anyone on his bench, though, that can really help make an impact. He's got three tight ends on his bench. One of them is Heath Miller. I mean, dump him, bro. He's not coming back. I think he's on the pup list. He's not coming back till after week 7. There's no reason to carry three tight ends on your team. Go out and get a running back. Bilal Powell, Danny Woodhead. No Sean Moreno. Get someone that has a chance to contribute early on.
Yeah, I mean, he's struggling at running back, dude. I mean, you know. I mean, he's got Mikella Shore and Christine Michael on his bench.
Yeah.
That's why they give you a D+, I guess.
Yeah. But listen, a D+ might be going a little bit overboard here. Again, I think Calvin, Andre, and Tom Brady can carry this team. It's only in a 10-team league, so I'm sure that there's players on the waiver wire that he can pick up. Get rid of Heath Miller. Get rid of Joe Flacco. You don't need him. You got Brady. There's two players right there that you can drop immediately and go out and get some better quality running backs that can make an impact starting in week 1.
All right, Bill. One more email. It's really quick. Brian in Santa Cruz, California. Loves the show. He thinks that we do a great job for all those fantasy crazy people out there. Quick question. Flex position, non-PPR, this week, Bill. Shane Vereen or Torrey Smith? Non-PPR, flex.
Torrey Smith.
There you go. He's leaning Smith. He agrees with you. all is good.
All right, Brian in Santa Cruz, thank you very much.
There you go. Oh, wait, you know what? One more, Bill. One more. This one's from England. We got to get to it. This is Simon from England, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay? Rate this guy's draft. We're going to do it really quick. Matt Ryan, Doug Martin, Trent Richardson, DeSean Jackson, Roddy White, Shane Vereen in the flex, Zach Sudfeld at tight end. What do you think?
I'm glad we decided to take this email. It ends the show on a positive note, Todd.
Yes.
I love this team. When you have two stud running backs, and if you've been listening to the show at all, we love Doug Martin and we love Trent Richardson. Whenever you can get two stud running backs on your team, it's always a good sign. He's got Shane Vereen in the flex. He's got Reggie Bush on the bench. Really love this team. What's his name?
This is Simon from Bedford, UK. UK.
He did a great job drafting this team. Waited on his quarterback. He got Matt Ryan and Matty Stafford. We really like this team. Very solid. Job well done. Solid A for our guy from the UK.
This is outstanding. Outstanding bench. He's got Torrey Smith on the bench. He's got Reggie Bush on the bench. James Jones, touchdown machine. Excellent job over there in the UK.
Yeah, he truly did a good job. Todd, we had maybe a 4-page outline for today's show. We were supposed to go over fantasy matchups, the nightmares, who are the dream matchups for week one. But instead, we're the people show. FFChamps.com, we help the people. We help you dominate your fantasy leagues. We got overwhelmed, in a good way, with the emails today. Excellent job by the audience members calling into the show, emailing into the show, tweeting into the show at FFChamps. You can find us on Twitter. So we threw the outline out the window as soon as we're getting all these emails, and we're happy to help everyone dominate in week one.
Anything that we can do to help make Kevin work a little bit.
That was actually a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun.
Kev, you got to put in that work.
I know. It's always more fun when there's people, you know, energetically participating in the show. It makes the show just fly by.
The good news is, if we didn't get to you today, we'll either respond personally by email, or we're back on Patriots.com radio tomorrow with our Football Nation show. Starts at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's Thursday.
Something tells me we may be doing more fantasy tomorrow, Bill.
A lot more fantasy tomorrow. Plus, we'll maybe get into some of the previews for week one as well. Kevin or Todd, do you guys have any closing thoughts before we kick off?
Cannot wait for tomorrow night, boys. Cannot wait.
Exactly, man. It's 26 hours from kickoff. Unbelievable.
I'm shaking.
Week one is here. Fantasy football is here, and we're going to help you win. We are the Fantasy Football Champs. For Kevin Collins, Todd DeVries, I'm Bill Enright. Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com radio.
We'll do it live.
Do it live!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.